USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former D.C. National Guard official alleged that top Army generals lied to Congress in their testimony regarding January 6. Colonel Earl Matthews, who was serving on January 6, alleges in a memo that the official version of the military response is worthy of the best Stalinist or North Korean propagandist, and that the Pentagon Inspector General's November report on it features myriad inaccuracies, false or misleading statements, or examples of faulty analysis. The DOD continues to stand by its report.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
It was 80 years ago today the United States was forced into World War II when Japan attacked the military port of Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. In a radio address, August 14, 1945, Emperor Hirohito urged his people to accept the surrender. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
America's largest city is forcing a vaccine mandate on the private sector.
New York City is imposing a vaccine mandate for all private sector employers as a preemptive measure to fight a surge of COVID cases this winter, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Monday.
We've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is going to really create additional challenges with the Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings. We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike.
The mandate covers 184,000 businesses and will go into effect on December 27th, and it doesn't give unvaccinated employees the option to get tested regularly, de Blasio said. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Former Empire actor Jussie Smollett denied Monday that he staged an anti-gay racist attack on himself, testifying in his trial that there was no hoax. Jussie Smollett will resume testifying in his defense today. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It was 80 years ago the United States was forced into World War II.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after, Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message.
On August 14, 1945, the world learned that Japan had surrendered, effectively ending World War II. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.